One of the things I know I've said this to you before, Lucas, but that I've always really appreciated about you and your direction of the Bangor Symphony Orchestra is you do all these wonderfully collaborative things with the greater Maine musical community, and you're doing it again in April with Candide. Tell us about that.
Well, we're delighted to link up with the University of Maine choral organizations with their director, Fran Vogt. Fran has just been wonderful to work with, and when we proposed that we would do the music from Candide, he, before I even finished my sentence, he said, yes, yes. In 1987, I conducted the Candide Overture and a couple other selections in front of Leonard Bernstein, which was thrilling and daunting.
Yes, it would be.
But that led to other opportunities. Candide has been a near and dear piece to my heart, to my existence.
Well, Lucas, you did a music that moves me for us one year in which you talked about Candide. So those of you who are listening now, I would refer you to our website at mainepublic.org, and you can hear some more insights into this work from Lucas on Candide. And I'm so glad to see that on this program you are featuring an American composer that I play, I think, as often as I can, William Grant Still, who I think is so underrepresented on the concert stage. So I'm so glad you're playing something from him.
Absolutely. Now, I've had a chance to conduct several works of William Grant Still, and I think he was an incredible composer. And I've had a chance to also interact with his daughter, Judith Ann Still. If I might suggest to your listeners, there's a really, really incredible book that she compiled called, I think it's called Troubled Island. What she did is she took the stories, the letters that he was writing, the correspondence that led up to the collaboration and his falling out with Stokowski and this one and that, like all these incredible things going on. And you find a lot more about this man and the tormented existence that he had as a Black American composer trying to get ahead and writing this music that was so well crafted and yet seeing doors shut in his face as he went along.
Yeah. Yeah, which is just a tragedy. I mean, his music is amazing.
It really is. It really is. And in this case, we're beginning our program with a relatively short work called Can't You Line 'Em? And it's actually a tune from a Chain Gang work song.
So this is one I wasn't familiar with. So flesh that out a little bit for us.
You may not be familiar with the fact that, because they're not all recorded, but he wrote several suites in the style of, like, Freddie Graffay wrote a lot of different suites about America. William Grant Still wrote The American Scenes.
He does. I have those, and I've played those. They're fantastic.
They're wonderful. From, the Northwest, there's the South, there's the East. But he writes these wonderful character pieces, and that's what this is. You could hear the leader call out, and then the whole group responds, and that's kind of call and shout tradition that's part of this piece.
I'm guessing that most of us in the audience will not have heard this before.
I'm sure not, and many of them may not have heard the Joan Tower piece also that we're doing, which is Made in America. Now the cool providence about this piece is that it was written as one of the first, I don't know if it was Meet the Composer grant, but it was a thing that all states, an orchestra in every single state, bought into a consortium to have this piece created. So every single state had a state premiere of this work within a 1 year.
Hence Made in America.
Yes. It's a wonderful project. And the piece itself, I mean, how... For we do everything that we can to promote the music of female composers, and that's part of our mission, that we don't just play the music by dead white European men. So in this case, for Joan Tower to have in 1 year 50 performances all over the country was really wonderful, and this piece has really made its way into the staples of the American orchestral repertoire.